program's called the Right People for Country program, which works with Aboriginal traditional owners across the state, firstly and foremostly to strengthen Aboriginal cultural heritage. The aim is to build upon agreement reaching so that we can, I guess, get the outcomes that are both supported by traditional owners to be able to manage their own land.
So it's just basically just only for traditional owners, for conflicts and agreements between traditional owners, but not between traditional owners and the state or the federal government?
So it's between traditional owners. The program provides the resources so that there's some independent facilitators, some training around how to negotiate, but also support for traditional owners to be able to visit and map the area of country that they're claiming, and it really gives the support to determine the rightful owners of the land and to reach settlements that happen outside of the court process.
So when the area is mapped, they get a title for that area, or what do they get at the end?
Yes, then they make an application to become a registered Aboriginal party, and to date here in Victoria we have seen 11 parties become registered Aboriginal parties, which then gives the right to those traditional owners to manage the cultural heritage around that land, but to also work as a level of authority for their local people and with their local councils to ensure that there's appropriate planning and land management processes in place.
How does one enroll in this program and how long does it take?
Each single project itself from start to finish in terms of getting a settled outcome can vary in time depending on the groups involved.
Yeah.
But we certainly offer the support and most importantly the independent facilitators to assist so that there can be an outcome in a timely manner. And of course anyone that wants to get the support through this program can apply through an online process, and it's a very simple form. It's a one-page form. You can actually access that through the VicGov website through Aboriginal Victoria, and the application process closes on the 17th of November.
And the applicants, if they go through the program and they're successful, do they get a certificate or...?
Look, certainly going through the training component, the negotiating and facilitating training, certainly they get a certificate through that process. But the real important message behind all this is to give traditional owners the support to claim their original lands. And if we can do that with minimising a complicated court system, this is really about putting self-determination of Aboriginal people at the forefront, giving them the resources, giving them the support to make their own agreements to cover the boundaries and, of course, the membership of their local areas as it was before settlement, and supporting traditional owners to reconnect and refine and redefine those boundaries.
And once they have those titles approved, they can manage in their own customary law.
Absolutely, and protect cultural heritage that's in place, and that's not just the physical land that we see, but that's also the storylines and the song lines that have been passed down for many generations.
Yeah, and the spiritual areas have to protect them as well. The
Absolutely.
Areas are out of bound that are just reserved for spirituality. One thing in all this, women are usually the ones who are, I wouldn't even say usually, it's just women are at the bottom of the rung in all these issues of legal matters. Are they catered for properly so that they get their fair share of all these agreements going on?
Quite often in these programs, we see equal numbers of men and women coming forward. I think one thing that non-Aboriginal people don't always understand is that in Aboriginal culture, men and women were always treated as equals and had very distinct roles in their own clans that were of equal stature. I think we take for granted that that isn't the case, but once you get to know Aboriginal culture and heritage, you realise that their equity is a lot more advanced than ours. And certainly through the Right People for Country programs, who have seen just as many women, traditional owners and men go through that process and work together. There are some very fantastic female Aboriginal leaders that I've met across Victoria who I'd say are born negotiators and are very much able to facilitate in their own rights. And this is just, I guess, providing the guidance for many of those people to do that.
No, they are very powerful women, and they're the ones who keep the communities together. Without them, many communities would collapse, actually.
That's right, yeah.
Is it free or people have to pay? How does it work?
No, the application process is for free, and the program is supported with a $2 million grant from the state government to run over the next 4 years. And we encourage Aboriginal people from across the state to be able to apply for this process. We have many hundreds of original clans here in Victoria, and we want to encourage those that have a connection, have a history, to enter into this process.
And the process, you said the expressions of interest close on the 17th of November.
That's it. Just if I could kind of just mention the fact that we are at the very beginnings of a treaty process here in Victoria as well, and that is really the very starting point that this government comes to with trying to put forward a self-determination of our traditional owners. This right people for country is only a small component of the work that we do, but for us the big picture is certainly being able to progress a treaty between our traditional owners across the state, all Aboriginal people that live in Victoria that may not have traditionally come for Victoria, being able to participate in a process that will lead us to a treaty.
How are the talks for treaty going? A few weeks ago, we were speaking to some of the leaders who met the government at Parliament House. How are the processes going?
I think some people are a little frustrated that it's taking so long, but quite frankly, we're building a whole new process from scratch because there's no one else in Australia that's done this. Unfortunately, we're behind the eight ball, Australia, when it comes to comparing ourselves to our Commonwealth cousins in New Zealand and Canada. They have progressed treaty and we haven't here in Australia, and unfortunately we don't have a desire from the current federal government, so we're getting on with it here in Victoria. There's a new process opening up within that where we're having a community assembly process to have open up the opportunity for more Aboriginal people to come forward and have a say on an elected representative body to be able to come to the table and negotiate treaty with the state government.
Yeah, it takes leadership to be able to advance this kind of project.
It certainly does, and we've got some great Aboriginal leaders that are at the table at the moment helping us with this process. We want to open it up a bit further, get some more people on board with their ideas, their views, so that we get the elected body right. So at that point, we have an elected body for Aboriginal Victoria sitting down with the elected body for all Victorians, that's the state government, negotiating on an equal footing.
Yeah, that sounds like a good initiative and going in the right direction.
Thank you.
It's coming from Uluru, statement from the heart and all that, and steps are being taken on a state level. Federally, we're still lagging behind.
Yeah. This call has come really strong through Aboriginal Victorians. My first few weeks of being minister in this role, there was not a single conversation that I had with anyone from the Aboriginal community that didn't end with a plea, a question, a proposal for treaty.
Yeah, Victoria is becoming like a rebel state. Some local, local councils are going on and declaring Australia Day, changes to Australia Day, and now the state government is opening talks for a treaty, becoming a rogue state.
Oh, I wouldn't say a rogue state. I'd say we're becoming leaders and trying to set the way for the rest of Australia to follow. And I'm really pleased to say that some of my my counterparts in other states have been on the telephone asking me about how they would progress treaty in, you know, Northern Territory, South Australia. And certainly it's something that the Western Australian government's looking into as well.
Yeah, it looks like Tasmania is on board as well, looking at making the
yes,
step
yes.
in the right direction.
Yes, that's right.